The new director of the CDC, former chief of infectious diseases at Mass General Hospital, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, says she has a feeling of, quote, impending doom as a possible fourth surge of the coronavirus looms nationally.
I so badly want to be done. I know you all so badly want to be done. We are just almost there, but not quite yet. And so I'm asking you to just hold on a little longer, to get vaccinated when you can, so that all of those people that we all love will still be here when this pandemic ends.
For more on where we are here in Massachusetts, we're joined now this morning by Dr. Simone Wilds, an infectious disease expert and doctor at the South Shore Health Networks. She also serves on Governor Baker's COVID-19 Vaccine Advisory Board. Dr. Wilds, good morning, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So we just heard what the CDC director had to say. Do you share her concerns here in Massachusetts?
I absolutely share the same sentiments with Dr. Walensky. Really, these are difficult times. We're almost at the end of the pandemic, but it really breaks my heart to see people, you know, not wearing their masks, not practice social distancing, and not doing the things we've really been talking about. So very heartbreaking for me, especially at this time.
So do you think we've relaxed coronavirus restrictions too soon in Massachusetts, and that people are just simply being less vigilant than they were in the past?
I think at this time, really, people have been suffering from pandemic fatigue. And so they have dropped their guard. They're not as vigilant as they were at the beginning. So, you know, I understand this has been going on for a year. You really want to get back to your normal life. But, you know, we're not quite there yet. Here in Massachusetts, I think we have really taken the phased approach by gradually reopening. So I don't think we have moved as quickly as other states with regards to reopening to everything. So in Massachusetts, I think we are doing okay.
So then do you think the state needs to rethink or scale back reopenings based on the new coronavirus numbers we're seeing or not?
Well, right now, I think based on the numbers we're seeing, I think we can continue at the same rate in terms of reopening. However, if the numbers start increasing exponentially in the next few weeks, I think it would not be unreasonable to scale back the reopening.
Let me ask about the calendar in this way. We are in the middle of Passover, and for many Christians, this is Holy Week leading up to Easter this weekend. Houses of worship across the state can hold indoor services at 50% capacity right now. Are you concerned about that?
To be honest, I'm a little concerned. Not everyone is vaccinated. You know, not everyone follows all the public health measures. So I think at this time, as we see an uptick in the numbers, I'm really a little bit cautious about everyone going back to services, especially during this season where, you know, it's Easter, it's Passover.
So what's your advice to people who are considering or planning on going to church or synagogue this week?
I would say, of course, if you are fully vaccinated, you're clearly in a better position than you would be if you were not. But I think if you have not been fully vaccinated, I'd be really cautious at this time about going to any kind of services. And of course, if you want to get together with your family, I would say make sure that you do it safely and that you try to follow all the public health measures while we get everyone vaccinated and as we're seeing an uptick in cases.
Well, let me ask a vaccination question. If you look at where the state vaccination program is right now, are we moving quickly enough to stave off a new coronavirus surge, which is, as we know, a worry across the nation?
Well, I must say that things have really improved since we started this in December. So we're making good progress right now. And at this time, I think that, you know, we're trying to stay ahead of the curve as much as possible. So I think we're in a good place right now in Massachusetts with regards to vaccinating everyone.
So then your bottom line message, Dr. Wilds, is that despite our desire to take our mask off and hug other people at this moment, keep the mask on and keep safe distance.
Absolutely. We are almost there. Just hold on a little longer.
Dr. Simone Wilds, infectious disease expert and doctor at the South Shore Health Networks, thanks very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob, for having me.